Hey, everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday CBS radio show, Vision Lightship Healing. The date today is May 17th, 2017. So let's throw the date for everybody. Here we go. Clearing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, a little more energy there. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That should help you out. And bring some peace energy into your room. It's going to energize the light beings or light beam, whatever you have on your monitor screen. Or maybe it's a big TV screen or something. So here we go. Go stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. And if you have a situation happening in your life, something's going on, maybe you have some pain or something, let's see if we can help you with that. So again, focus on what you'd like to have released. I can take away one of those timelines. So here we go. Releasing this from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. Ready to go, Michelle, out of the BBS ready room?
Yep, I'm all ready. I have the most perfect chair. And I have my computer and my phone and everything is set up and ready to go. So rock and roll, everybody. It's Wednesday night. And I hope you're all doing good. It's the middle of the week, so we're going to get past that starting now within the next few hours. So, Ron, the first thing I want to read is you must have done someone's 4-in-1 clearing, and they're very pleased about it. So they wrote in a testimonial that says, I just loved the 4-in-1. Thanks, Ron. And it says, taking me to the home base was incredible. Then feeling my twin soul was very hopeful. The depth of the star and planet clearing and the soul family clearing to that home base beginning was also really great. Makes me more and more excited and hopeful about the new earth and the path out of here. Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Now, I was trying to explain the 4-in-1 clearing to some of the new people who were interested in it at the conference, and I don't think it's been explained yet in detail. Did you want to talk about that one a little bit?
Maybe when I can get some more time to do it for people. Well,
okay.
Right now I'm a little pressed. Maybe bring it up maybe in a month or 2 months here, and I may start to do them for people.
Okay. So the reason, yeah, and I understand the reason for that is that you have to get on the phone with the person and actually do that. Plus, many new people probably have to do a couple of the healings ahead of time to get ready for that. And some of those that they could do with the emotional whole life healing, they can also start doing the planet star vortex clearings themselves to get some of those energies off them. And that would make it a little easier for you to go into more depth when you're personally on the phone with them. Is there any other prerequisites that they could do?
That would be the mental body. It's your invisible energetic body, so a lifetime mental clearing. And very possibly maybe a fear clearing, a lifetime fear. I normally do a sensory clearing for people, too, before that, that I do also in person. So it's a little difficult right now to schedule time for that, but we'll see what happens in a couple of months here. Well, back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, great. So we'll talk about that later on, but if people need to do those other ones first, that gives you a couple months to get those completed. Okay, so I was just looking for a place to kind of keep that one because that's a pretty nice one to get back to every now and then. We like to hear about the different things that people can do. So, okay. All right, so this goes back maybe a few days. And it says, I hope you are well. I was just wondering, I don't seem to have been receiving the latest information about Ron's conference call. So if anyone wants to know about when the conference calls are happening, they are listed on the front page of the website, and that's creationlightship.com. And so we have the weekly ones. There's Tuesday, there's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Those are always happening, except for some reason if Ron is doing a conference, sometimes he is traveling. But those have kind of all happened the last couple of months, so I think it's going to be a while before there's a delay in those. And then the other calls, the 8-hour healing intensive conference, that is, had already, it's going on, happened this last week, the 14th. It's going to happen again on the 21st and the 28th. The 4-hour happened last week on the 13th. And the special one coming up, and that is also listed on the front page, is May 27th. So I believe that's about 2 weeks from now, and that's going to be a shackle removal healing call. And I don't know if that's our third or fourth one, but always very good to have. And like people have experienced before, you may think that you don't need it until you do it, and then you go, wow, I really have something on me that was causing this heaviness or this tightness in my body or possibly a pain. And Ron can see that because he can read the audience and he can get those energies off of us. And so every call that he does, he can go deeper and deeper and deeper with what's going on with all of us in that specific issue. So always a good one to do. And that's going to be a Saturday afternoon. And then if you click on there, that'll tell you the time and how to pay for it and what it all is. So it says shackle removal healing call. It says program 8, a 2-hour special session. Sometimes Ron goes a little bit longer. And it is going to start at 1 o'clock on the Pacific Standard Time. So that would be 1 o'clock starting in California, 4 o'clock starting in New York, and it's only $20. So a great deal. Did you want to talk about that one at all, Ron?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. That's all I can say. You never know what you have encountered out there. And a lot of these energetic shackles, and they could be physical. Be off on a alien timeline. That's one of the tangent timelines, and that's where they hold you and experiment with you. You could be tied up and hooked up to shackles physically, and you're there physically being messed with, and that can be related to you here, even though you don't know that you're there. Remember, the energy follows the creation energy of you, and wherever you are. That gets the energy. But back to you.
Oh, okay. All right. So this says that the person has been listening to some archive shows. They have listened to the 7th and 8th of September in 2007, and that was on the BBS channel. And they found it a very exceptional show, both of them. It says, Ron really lets it rip about what the aliens have done to us and also do. And there is a powerful sample of the parallel lives removal. So that's good. So your parallel lives are what you're seeing when you're asleep. Your conscious mind goes asleep and you are able to see your parallel lives. And we've been calling them dreams for a long time. So those can be removed. And apparently Ron does a removal on that. I'm sure I've heard it, but it's also good to note that if you have dreams on a constant basis that you're seeing and you can remember even a little bit, it's good to put the dream in the timeline crash. There's a section that specifically says, please also crash this dream that I just had. And you write a little description in there. And as the timeline is crashing, whatever timeline you want to crash, it will also take care of that dream. You won't have that dream again. That's been my experience, which is really great because some dreams can be like just creepy, especially once you know what they are. And so then they kind of go away, and then other ones come up, and you can continually put dreams in there. Did you want to explain that a little bit, Ron? I'm just fascinated by that whole being able to timeline crash your dream.
Yeah, the dreams that you're having, that's a bleed-through that you're actually sensing, seeing physically, as an abduction. You're actually seeing your abduction going through whatever you're viewing, and you just brought it back here. And if you don't see anything, we'll just go the other direction on it. So you don't see anything, but you find that you wake up off and on in the morning, have scratches on your body or a bruise. You start to get out of bed and you go, man, I got a backache. What's going on with me? You know, what happened, you know? Or maybe you're limping or something. Well, that's because you're out there living a parallel life someplace, maybe with your exact physical body that you have now because you got abducted, but you don't know when you're not here. Aliens are in control of their timeline that they put you on. They can stop time and transport you, you know, in the past, in the future, and everywhere else, and then have you get animated again, and you can be living life somewhere else. That could be very interesting. So that could go be a couple ways. It could be maybe on the good end of things, possibly. Maybe for some reason, you really like somebody when you're in, maybe in high school and you didn't have the opportunity to see them or to date them or something. And you think about them off and on. Well, maybe you are with them on other timelines, okay? So you're kind of living your dream, but it's a reality. That's why you get the pictures of the person off and on. You feel like, you know, you're with them, but you're really not. You're with somebody else, okay? And then the other, that could be maybe a good one, we'll say, right? So let's just say the bad one, okay? The bad one is with you're with your ex, okay, that you got divorced from or something, you know? And it was really awful. And the aliens go, oh, boy, we're getting a lot of mileage out of them fighting and now the aggravation and the problems. We're going to keep them married. And so now you're on this timeline with this person that you don't like now. And you're also wondering why in your waking state here you keep thinking of that person. Because you're probably tortured by that person or whatever's going on a timeline. But they're getting mileage out of that because you're unhappy or whatever's going on. So you could have both ends of the stick. Or you could have a great relationship with somebody that you really wish you had. Or you could be with your, say, ex or somebody who you didn't like, and you're with them, which is your worst nightmare, you know. So it goes both ways. And even though you don't have it happening here, it's happening there. So you have any comments on that, Michelle?
Well, I wonder, so let's say that we have ourselves out on a bunch of different timelines, but we maybe haven't seen them, so we haven't timeline crashed them yet, and we just don't know what they could all be because there's billions of them. And then the ascension happens, and our body goes. Are we still floating around on those timelines that existed?
Yep, they're in the dark side universe. They created it. So you are still there. Although at ascension time, you won't be connected to it. But you are still living those timelines, just like you are right now in a dark side universe. You're living lives that you've had, going back maybe thousands of years. Still living those lives. And may or may not affect you in this life, but you're still there living. You're animated. That's the worst thing. Oh, back to you.
Wow, it's just amazing. It's so amazing that your mind can be, it's like your mind is connected to the consciousness of other people or whatever. So I'm sure most of us don't want to be connected to any of that. What is the best way? Just constantly write your dreams and at least let them run for so many minutes in a timeline crash, and with a description of the dream, is that the best way to get them gone?
Yeah, that's the easiest way, but, you know, you want to do quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
Some people have the same dream over and over again. Maybe they get it a few times a year or something. So now you get that dream, and you go, yeah, I've been here before, but maybe there's a little more footage in it, you know? Maybe the movie set got built a little differently, so they give you an extra 15 seconds on your dream as they're able to do that. But I'm going to keep timeline crashing that because that does bleed through into here because you have that reality with you. It's right there. You're living it. You're seeing it in your dream. So, you know, do timeline crashes on it so that you can extricate yourself from that. And if it's a real strong dream and you wake up and you feel funky or you go, wow, yeah, I'm limping now or whatever, you know, then some body aches, well, they really got you good. You could have been there with your physical body that you have here. So you want to do a lot of timeline crashes, maybe 1,000 of them, if you wake up with the pain in your body. Oh, back to you.
Okay. So, and just because I'm sure I'm not the only person who's way interested in working on that now as a major thing. So let's say we have a bunch of timeline crashes, or we have one issue, but we have seven different windows for the seven different types of timeline crashes, which I believe we've listed before, which would be vortex, muscle memory, upside down. There's several others, just regular. So let's say you have those seven windows up, but you have one issue. Those dreams don't necessarily have to do with that issue. You're just using the dream box to crash the parallel life. And you let it run for maybe 1,000 timeline crashes, which is about every 5 seconds. So that's 1,000 times 5. Okay. And whatever that calculation is. And then do we have to have a short description of it? And can I, like, let's say I have a dream and all these little situations I see going on, but they're just happening in my dream one after the other. They just all happen to seem connected. By the time I wake up and that's all I remember, can I write that whole situation in one thing, or do I have to write each little situation in each little box?
Well, if you're normally, I would think the dream may only be maybe half a minute long or something. But just write down what disturbed you or what made you happy in the dream, and that should be good enough for you. You probably won't have a dream where you're going into a shopping mall and you're visiting every store that's there. Sort of be zeroed in on maybe going into a store, you know, where you're buying something or you meet somebody, and, you know, all of a sudden you see other people that you know, then the dream stops. So normally the dreams don't last very long. Back to you.
Okay, so the interesting thing is basically identify the emotion. That is fascinating because I used to read dream books, and I'm sure there's other people out there who are like, oh, I had this dream, and what does it mean? And you go and read this dream book, and what they say in general is that it's not what you're seeing or necessarily, quote-unquote, experiencing, but it's how you feel about it that matters. So identifying the emotion, which, again, is all about being peaceful, is the major thing. That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, that's how they got you, because you became emotional in the dream state. You're living, you stay. Now, if you're emotional here, that just gives them, the aliens, an idea how they can create a dream for you with the similar emotion doing something else. And normally, just look at you, pull up all of your friends, and maybe your soul family members, possibly, or people that you know close, you know, that you see every day, maybe, and they're going to probably put that person in your dreams along with you. Or they'll find somebody like I talked about earlier. Maybe maybe 30 years ago, you wanted to date somebody in high school and never did so. And so now, when you think about that, you see, Harry or Jane or somebody, you know, and you kind of thought, well, yeah, I should have probably asked them out, you know. And now the aliens go, ah, here it is. We got an emotion now. And you may have that person in your dream state. Oh, anyway, that's the way it sort of works. And they're just trying to get mileage out of you. The more emotional they can make you, more upset they can make you, the more happy they can make you, or fearful, whatever they're doing, which is what you're going to be responding to, is how they're pulling energy off of you. So they just keep recycling that same dream on their timelines. You may only see one dream here, but you could be on 1,000 of them because you're reacting to that situation. So back to you. In fact, that's why you want to do your emotional whole lifetime clearing, to release the energies from you, that they're abducting you onto. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. All right. Well, great. I'm going to go on to the next part of the question that he asked. It says, I heard there is a plan by scientists to activate something called the CERN reactor, and they're wondering if you've heard anything about it. I have not, but I'm sure it's something that's being kept hidden. He feels that it's not going to benefit humanity very well. And I don't know if you have anything to say about that, Ron, if you do.
Not too much. I think they're just using it to open up vortexes or whatever to bring stuff in here and out of here. So whether they have it on for a long time or not, it still gets done. Aliens aren't in control of time, so if they just get a little energy going, maybe a second out there, they can open up something and hold the energy open for a long time. It could be a year of their time for 1 second of ours here. Anyway, back to you.
Okay, so then he's wondering, can the Earth Alien Defense Force or the Secret Soldiers, is there anything that we can do to help that situation?
Yeah, I can't get into that, so.
Okay. All right. And then you may want to pass on this as well, but I'll just pass because it was brought up a couple months ago. But it says, after Ron's very dramatic revelations of his work with the aliens under North Korea, the situation there remains tense, and they're wondering if there's any updates.
None that I have, no.
Okay. All right. And then he says, he's wondering, the mental barcode clearing, how does this relate to the whole life mental clearing?
Well, the whole lifetime one is what you want to do first. All the other mental ones are a little different. You want to work with stuff inside of you first, which is your whole lifetime. The other one could be working with external things. I will say about the Korean situation, everybody basically knows about it. Maybe behind the scenes, it's not even happening. On that timeline, have it happen, but what you have to realize is that if the whole world now is concerned on it, boy, that's a feeding frenzy for the aliens. Okay? And maybe there's nothing really going on. You have mind control happening. And so they're maybe using that situation to take people's energies. Well, that's how I would look at that. As far as good and bad things happening, if they're in control of everything on timelines, maybe they're in control of what's going on over there. Maybe they don't want to have a war. But they're allowing everybody to get connected to that energy so they can steal energy from the whole planet, from people. I don't know if they can get it out of clouds or not, but the few humans that are left here, maybe they're, working with that energy. You have to realize that you really don't know what's happening. And the news really is probably not going to ever tell you the actual truth. Be peaceful. Back to you.
Yeah, maybe it's better not to know. No, so you don't give it any energy. You don't give it any emotion or anything. But, yeah, I'm sure they don't. Everybody wants it to calm down. So, okay, so basically, I know I have done the mental clearing, and it seems to me that it's your whole life mental clearing. So it's basically going to clear your mental state for where you are now and your entire past, which is great. It feels like your brain just, took a big nap, and it feels very nice. And then the barcode seemed to make it so that it's taking off the alien's ability to find you and nab you in that particular way in the future. So both of them are very important to do. And I would highly recommend them as well. So, great. All right, so the next one says, I'll just read certain parts of it. It's a little bit long, but it is kind of interesting and very nice. So it says, I have been working intensively with Ron's suggestion, removing the depression along with my death barcode. And I want to thank Ron so much for remaining with us, even though he felt like giving up, as he said. I hope there is some satisfaction in finding a few more of us lost sheep, to paraphrase. And there have been real tangible easing of inner depression that I have felt often throughout my life. But I find the main problem is having to remain in this world through work and whatnot and dealing with clones and the robotic qualities of most people. And despite my best efforts, friends who just don't get it. I feel very weary of it all and find myself, like, staggering to the finish line. I feel sometimes the new Earth, but cannot hold the space for very long. And they feel that they're mostly going through the motions now in a world that has little or no meaning to me. And I have to say I quite agree. But we do have this, and thank you, Ron. So we're all very glad that you're here helping us out. We're very glad. And I'm sure that the writer of this feels that he wishes, you know, more people could possibly get this. And, you know, maybe they do, maybe they don't, but we get it, and we're very glad it's here. So thank you, Ron.
Thank you, though.
Yeah. Now you've been doing this for a long time, huh?
Yeah, too long.
Way too long.
Yeah, I've been there, done that, and they've done that again, you know?
Yep. Okay. So let's see here. This says, thank you, Ron, and the workers behind the scenes. It says, thank you for your service to self and humanity. I archived BBS shows and Ron's YouTube channel. Provide lots of answers to many questions. So grateful. I have, however, not heard any information on what the 2,800-year death Blu-ray energy is and what it entails. So that was explained when it came out, but we haven't talked about it a lot since. So this would be a great time to go over it. Ron, that's one of the free clearings that you have on the website. It's one of the newer ones. It's called the 2,800 death Blu-ray energy. Would you like to explain that?
Yeah, that was a energy that was brought here and maybe being used. It was energy from the future that they're bringing in here to try to terminate people or things or something like that. I can't really say how it works. It's some type of special weapon that they're using on people, and more than likely, they may not want to kill you, because if they got rid of all the humans, then they have nothing to live off of. So they're not really going to, you know, kill the host, but they may make it miserable for you. So that clearing was something that was from the future that all of a sudden came in that was here to, like, terminate stuff. So a lot of that, I'm sure I got rid of the most destructive part of it, but they can still be used some of that energy, possibly. It was like, oh, geez, what next, you know? You know, normally we don't look into the future, but remember, the people that are control of the planet here do live also in the future, and they time travel to our reality here. This year, we'll say, of 2017, and they may try to change something that possibly advanced humanity in a good way. So they may come in and do something to upset the apple cart so that still in misery. But I did feel some new energies coming in. And that was a few days ago where the ships looked and felt different. Normally, I'm used to seeing the alien ship clouds, and they all sort of, after battling these things for a long time, I could probably say that by watching what comes in, I probably track about 500 different species slash alien ships. Well, these new ones came in, and they looked different, had a different signature, and they were trying to numb people out. So this would be maybe 2 days ago to 3 days ago when they came in here. And you felt a little odd or couldn't behave properly or things were weird. Maybe your mental faculties weren't working exactly right. That's because of their mind control that they're bringing forth. So they try to become and look like they were peaceful. I didn't feel any opposition to them, which seemed kind of strange to me. They try to do mind control stuff. So if you did feel strange, maybe on Monday possibly, that's what it would be, because these new ships came in to be a different alien race. They sort of felt like Pleiadians, but they weren't. Maybe they were their cousins or maybe a hybrid of them or something, but can't really put my finger on it, but they did feel like a Pleiadian energy. So they could have had Pleiadian DNA, but I can't validate that it was them 100% or not. That's what it seemed like. And they were putting out mind control patterns to people to control them. By using a peace energy and then to modulate that with what they wanted to do to you. We'll see if anybody's felt anything in the last couple of days. But it did start, I believe, on Sunday. And then it was on Monday. And I did feel something happening probably about 6 months ago, sort of similar. Maybe they put out some scout ships here to, do an experimentation to try to see what they could do. But, that's what happened on Monday for sure, and I think it started on Sunday. Back to you.
Okay, so it was like a numbing energy, but they were passing it off as peaceful.
Yeah, the mind control energy making you do weird things, okay? And or not being able to connect the dots mentally. But they came in to anesthetize you so that you couldn't really figure out what's happening. So they kind of numbed you out, and they put the programs in. So we'll see what happens in the future here. So, back to you.
Well, all right. Okay, so I'm going to go on to the next question. It says, energetic cords. Can energetic cords exist to loved ones that have passed away, and do we need to clear those? And is it best to do the online clearing or the phone conference call clearing?
You want to do a whole lifetime, energetic cord clearing. That's, if you want to get cords off of you. And you could still have people on timelines cording you. So remember, in the dream state where you're living, let's just say that you're only on 50 timelines, okay? And each one is different. So can that timeline that you're living on, and you're living on it physically because, that's how they do it for you. They create and animate everything, so you're actually living and walking. And that timeline look down at you here and cord you, or a person cord you from that timeline, of course. It's all mental energy. So remember, in the mental realm, everything is connected. Like I said, you could think about some country right now, we'll just say Paris or whatever, or Florida, maybe think of Disneyland, and you can be there instantly with your thoughts, and you're courting that energy. And so that's what happens. And it doesn't have to be in this lifetime. You can go back and see it in a movie. You could be watching something maybe in, watching a Western movie, you know, or something, maybe something that they wanted to, portray maybe in the documentary, maybe in the late 1800s or something, and they have pictures of maybe the towns that used to be around and stuff. Maybe even, some of the, like Billy the Kid and all these different people like that, in the past. And all of a sudden, you could have actually lived there on a timeline, and you're watching the movie, and you relate to different things, for stuff like that. But maybe for some reason you're on a timeline where you're driving fast, and you have the, during Prohibition, you have booze in the back of your car, and the police are chasing you. And all of a sudden you turn on a movie relating to that, and you go, wow, that's the same car that I have in my dream. And it came from this movie. Possibly, or it could be the footage that was initially there. So, yeah, your mind can create anything for you. And also, in that creation, you're being created out there on timelines, and it's still mind energy. So whether it's here or there, you can be corded to it. I guess that's what you want to know. Can you be corded to your dreams? Can you be corded to something that happened in the 1500s? Yeah. All that is still going on. So I'll do a clearing here. So I want you all to think of a particular maybe year, okay? We'll take your birthday that you have right now on that year. You can go back to whatever, year you want to go to. It doesn't matter to me. And we'll release the energy from that timeline. So that particular day would probably be the one that is the strongest one, that either you're the happiest during that day or the saddest. That's what the aliens want, is that particular 5 minutes of time to you. So here we go. Think of something. Release that and see how your body feels. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You need to be able to start to see various timelines before your eyes, okay? Maybe you're driving and there's a car in front of you that maybe is white in color, okay? And whatever model it is, and year, whatever it is, it's there. And then all of a sudden you blink your eyes, and all of a sudden that car changed colors, okay? Or it had a different license plate on it, and it was the same car. Now what's going on here, am I living in a sci-fi reality? Yeah, you are. Maybe the aliens just took the car out. Maybe they thought they had the wrong license plate on it. They put a different license plate on the car, and you're now seeing a different reality in front of you, and the car could be, 50 feet there in front of you, and you go, wow, that's pretty bizarre. Well, that's what they're doing. So you're probably seeing different timelines now as they try to connect to people here or things here. You probably have timeline that may be only dedicated to clones, and that could merge into your timeline, maybe. You have one only for humans. Remember, we're talking about how it was during Thanksgiving and Christmas, where the shopping centers had the parking lots filled and nobody inside of the shopping malls or the favorite store that you went into, So you have to remember that, what's going on here? Well, the bottom line is aliens abduct people. Oh, that's the skinny. So back to you.
All right, great. Thank you. That was good. Okay. Well, yep. I guess they're just going to figure whatever trips your trigger, so to speak, or gets you emotional, and that's going to be your thing, whether it's a high or low feeling. So an emotion is an emotion. So, all right, well, the next person says, this is about menopause. It says, what clearings would you recommend for a physical, mood, or mental effect of a physical process, such as, example, irritability, temper issues? What would you suggest?
Well, the bottom line is depression. So have you did any death barcodes yet on yourself? So I would do probably that clearing if you haven't, and then go in and do the stress death barcode. Do the original one, the death barcode. And number two would be the stress, and then do depression. Remember, everything that you're dealing with here, if you have it long enough, okay, you will get depressed. And that's how they want to kill you at the very end. You know, they just think of somebody in the hospital, and they know they're going to be living for maybe a week. And are they going to feel happy and gay and wonderful? Probably not. They're probably going to think the depression that they have because they're losing their life is going to kill them. So that's what they're trying to do, is have you all become, you know, numbed out and depressed. Back to you.
All right, so the next one says, I feel so much better since I did my whole life clearings with the added spirit and body behind my name. Good.
Good, yes.
Okay. And, okay, we're always sent the flyer here. So we're always sent the flyer in the email box that we can read, and we also probably get it all in our personal email boxes. If you are not getting this flyer, you can probably resubscribe somewhere on the Creation Lightship website. I'm not sure where exactly how to tell you how to do that now, but somebody could write in. And I'm just cruising it to see if there's anything that I haven't mentioned, because I did mention the four-hour call. I did mention the seven-hour special healing sessions, which take place on Sundays, and we have another one coming up. And it just kind of always goes over what will happen if there's anything special coming up, like the
just want to join the email list. If you don't find that on there, then maybe you could send it to skillettsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can put your name in there, email list. Oh,
and I believe
we only send out maybe at the most possibly 4 emails a month. Typically, it's maybe a couple. Oh,
yeah.
Won't be inundated with stuff, you know, like you get from, you know, department stores or whatever, where you see stuff every day coming. We'll only send out probably 4 emails, I think. Well, back to you.
Yeah, it may even be 1 or 2. The great thing about this last one, and I don't know, maybe I haven't read to the bottom for a while, but it has a very nice section on the bottom that says Ron Amatron, Master Healer, with a really good description of kind of what's going on, what you do, and how it works a little bit. So I thought that was kind of nice to read. And then it also has some testimonials on the side. And I think it's actually more like 1 or 2 of these. It's never very many, which is good. And it actually makes it easy for me to find in my inbox. So those are very helpful emails. And if you signed up to be in the light chamber, I believe that maybe you are already on the list. Okay, so let's see here. The shackle call. Someone's wondering if the shackle call would help out the veterans, as that is Memorial Weekend. And can this be absentee if you want? And can you gift it to a vet? Okay. Oh, and let me see. Would this be useful for elite special forces time traveling soldiers?
I would say probably so. It's interesting that I have something here. It says men is the problem for the menopause, okay? So we got men for menopause, M-E-N. It's in front of most of the women's issues. You got mental, you got mention, mentor. Inspiration, okay. All the other men words. So it's interesting how they tie the word men into that. Different energies. For like what you were saying, was it Memorial Day is what you were mentioning?
Yeah, the shackle call, I believe that is Memorial Weekend.
Yeah, so I look at that energy of Memorial Weekend, and how does that relate to you? How does it relate to your parents? You don't have to be alive. They could no longer be here, but how does it relate to them? Because it's passed on to you and also your grandparents. They have a lot of issues going on just for that weekend, Memorial Day, okay? So you might look at that energy and do a lot of timeline crashes on it, because that happens every year. Remember, these yearly events that goes on over and over and over again, just another way to have them track you and to do things to you. So, that's the problem we have. So anything, you know, dealing with, I guess war would be, in a sense, could be torture for people. Don't have to be actually tortured, but you're probably mentally tortured when you kill some people or have nightmares, you know, from what you've done in the past. I'm sure we have veterans listening and have to be really proud of what they have done to other people. But, you know, you need to kind of backpedal out of that situation, out of that yearly event that keeps bringing you back into that energy of war. So it's just an idea for people, because it might be hard to escape. So, anyway, you may want to do some energetic cord releases on that. Back to you.
Okay. So just to reiterate, they're wondering if they buy this shackle call clearing for a veteran, but the veteran doesn't know about it, is that okay? So can they buy it for somebody absentee?
All the clearings will work for absentee except for the FaceTime crash. They'll all work absentee for anybody. It may just take a little while, a few days, maybe a week to have it take place with that person. Yeah, it's no problem, because spirit, you know, is what does the clearing. Everything works as spirit energy. So the spirit wants to get freed from its entrapment, too, and, you know, with the negativity and the corruption that's in the body, which is passed on to it, so it will gladly take a healing for itself, which will then work, and the spirit can help to do what it can do to help heal the body at some point. So yeah, it definitely works, and it's just taken away mind programs. So you can look at it as contamination. Well, back to you.
Okay, great. I'm going to find another question here. We have so many. Thank you, everybody who writes in. There's a fantastic amount of things here, and sorry it's been so slow to get back to you. We've had a couple weeks where we weren't reading live questions, but we really appreciate all the things that you guys write in. It's really nice. So if we don't get to it on this show, we will get to it hopefully in the future at some point. So let's see here. Okay, and this is about going on about something that we had spoken about previously on tonight's show. It says, so basically, we will never be free as long as we are still here in the dark side. I think they may have been talking about our discussion about the dreams. No matter if you personally disconnect, there are other people from this timeline and million more timelines connecting to us that we know nothing about. So is there anything that we can do about that?
Depression clearing.
Depression?
Do a depression clearing. That's what they want you to do it to get depressed and to give up.
Right.
I mean, you're going to be here regardless, so might as well do some clearings to help yourself out. So it doesn't matter if it looks like it's getting worse or if it's, you know, getting a little better, you're still here. So start doing your clearing so that you can get released from these timelines and alien abductions and alien mind control. That's what you want to do, is clean yourself out so that you're not connected to anything. Maybe on the next show, which will be on Friday, maybe I can do a clearing at the very beginning to help, or maybe to disconnect a few of your energetic bodies. If you really want to feel how good it is, go and listen to those 12 source energy clearings that we've done. We bring in the 12 source energies to help you out. So if you feel kind of funky because, like, you think there's no hope here, do go on, and we have it on BBS and also on CTR Radio, one of the archives. So listen to the 12 source energies, and you're going to feel much better. But what's happening is the depression that you're dealing with, making you feel funky, maybe that there's no hope here because you keep hearing more and more stuff of how you're hooked up to the darkness without even knowing about it. And the bottom line is, get off of those timelines. See? Because your mind chose to go on to those timelines, and by doing so, now you get corrupted. That's why you do the clearing, those whole lifetime clearings, to get the stuff off of you. So it's once you start realizing how important it is to do those clearings, you know, if you did your whole lifetime emotional clearing and you hear me talking about timelines, it may not even affect you because you're living in the present moment. So find out why you're not living in the present moment and see what energetic body is still corrupted, causing you not to be in the present moment. But yeah, is it going to get better here? I don't know. Doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes to try to make it better. But, you know, it's up to you to hold on to the timeline of peace. That's why we have a media clearing. A lot of people hear different information, you know, on the news, we'll call it, or hear something or read something. Well, that puts you onto those timelines. So why are you seeking to go down the rabbit hole by reading and researching and hearing all this stuff, whether it's good or bad, it makes no difference. It can still put you on a timeline because it's going to react with your emotions. You want to be able to be emotionless. Then you're going to find peace. Back to you.
Okay. Very good. So always goes back to the emotions. All right. Somebody wrote in, yeah, they think that the aliens came in on Sunday. I would have to agree. It says, I felt ill since Sunday. Now I am extremely fatigued. And what clearings will run against these new aliens? Thank you for all that you do.
I now increase my life force energy. I do that one. Do the free clearings with the head connectors and see what other clearing, maybe earth and balance clearing, and maybe gray skies. So, you know, get onto those free clearings. And, you know, if you haven't done your natal barcode, do that one so you can put in ways that they can connect to you. And you may want to do the, it was a mental barcode. You may want to do that one, too. Because they're coming in through your mind. That's how they do that. And by all means, make sure your crown chakra is closed. So back to you. Looks like our show is about ready here. Come to a close. I got like 54 after.
Yeah, me too. So, yeah, a couple of people mentioned they had sleep disturbance. So I think that we're all getting on the same thing. Yep, just do the three free ones that Ron just mentioned. And a couple of the other ones if you have them. So I think that would help people that are having sleep problems. And Ron, it is 9:55, so I have to say goodnight.
Okay, so remember, if you watch any movies, that can put you on timelines too. So just know that, you know, as you react to something, and the movies are made to make you feel, you know, your emotions. Oh, so hopefully you're watching movies and just watching things, and you're not connected to any of the people in the movie, and maybe you're just watching the scenery and you're enjoying that and neutral with that. So remember, enjoying it would also be an emotion. Hopefully you're not portraying one of the characters. Well, normally they have somebody or a couple people in a movie that, you know, you're kind of following naturally. That's why you have those head names coming up when you look at movies. Who's in this movie? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, it's so-and-so. I want to watch that movie because I like that actor or actress. Well, right away, relating to that person, and maybe you're actually role-playing when you watch the movie, thinking you're that person. Well, now you're on timelines. Anyway, let's do the mind to heart drop. Oh, here we go. You want to say this out loud? Now command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head. Drop them into my heart. I'll from 10 to 1 backwards. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Everybody, blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for listening. Thank you, co-host Michelle. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. Stay peaceful.